If you really want to retire someday, we have a suggestion for you. We're going to talk about that on this episode of the Financial Momentum Podcast. Everybody, welcome to the Financial Momentum Podcast. I'm Paul Airy, and we're going to talk about your retirement today, or possibly just getting out of your job that you hate. Maybe you want to get out of that early, and you don't want to have to rely on somebody else for your income, like an employer. So, of course, we're going to talk about real estate investing, because that's what we do here. But I have brought this subject up before, and I'm going to talk about how one property can change your life, can rescue your retirement if you actually want to retire. Personally, I think we ought to just retire the subject of retirement, because it seems to be something that everybody wants to do until they do it. Then they think, what the heck was I thinking? This is not what I thought it was going to be. In retirement, you can only sit on the beach for so many days. You can only putter around in your garden on your hands and knees for so many days. And you get bored and you get sick and you die because you don't have a purpose anymore. You don't have your purpose is not to spend the rest of your life on the beach, and your purpose is not to become a gardener unless that's just really what you love doing. You need a purpose to survive, and that's a subject for another podcast. We are going to talk about retirement and how maybe it's not such a good idea, but we're going to talk about that in another episode. This episode is how you can actually get ready for retirement if that's what you want to do, how you can finance it. And we're going to talk about how this one property can change your life. Now, back in 2008, there were tens of thousands of people who lost their homes to foreclosure. They went into bankruptcy, and many, many, many of those people could have avoided that if they'd had another $500 a month, or maybe $1,000 a month. It could have made that house payment for them. And today we are entering into the same situation. I talked about this about a year ago, I believe, and it is actually still going on, and we have yet to experience the downfall of the whole thing, but it's going to happen eventually. It's just a matter of, is it going to happen all at once, or is it going to be slow and tedious? But it will happen. There will be some type of drop in the market, and I'm not going to predict when or how, but there's just been, we just have too big of a bubble for something to not happen. The question is, are you going to be ready for it? I bought my first investment property at a time when everybody else was getting out of buying properties and they were losing their properties. I bought it in 2012, somewhere back in there, 2010 maybe. This was not my first real estate purchase, but my previous ones were all as a builder building spec houses. This was a commercial property, and by that time I had my fill of residential. And oddly enough, my first property was a house. It was an old house that had been turned into a doctor's office. And this doctor died. His widow had the house. She didn't know what to do with it. She wanted to get rid of it. He left her with a big tax bill, and so she had to sell that house and or that office. So I bought it, got a good deal on it, had a tenant already ready for it, and actually cleared about $1,000 a month on that house in positive cash flow. Now, this is what you can do when you buy a property like this. Now, I had to renovate it. I had to put a little money into it, and because I bought it as is, and I had to put a new roof on it and redo the inside of it and paint everything. But I was making a good cash flow on it. In case you're wondering why you should buy a property like this, why you should buy commercial real estate as an investment, here's one reason. I paid off my student loan debt. I paid off my student loan with this house, with the income that came from this house. So that's one thing you can do with it. The other thing you can do with it is keep yourself out of bankruptcy, keep yourself out of foreclosure. You can have cash all the time. One thing I know about real estate investors, even small ones, even the beginning ones, the first timers, people who have two or three properties, they always have cash. They always have money because that income coming in off of that property that they add to their income they already make is going in the bank, and it's extra money. That's what my clients experience. They experience that extra money. They are never short on cash, as long as they don't go crazy and buy things they shouldn't be buying and be irresponsible with it. Most of them are not, though, because once they get started investing in real estate, they realize what a good deal it is, what it's going to do for them, and they rein in that ridiculous behavior that they may or may not have had in the past. They don't want to screw this up, so they start to get a little more responsible with their money. So this one property can change everything for you. One property can make up a lot of shortfall on your income. I've seen it save people from foreclosure, from bankruptcy, from divorce, because I guarantee you, I've seen so many times the next thing that comes after a foreclosure, losing the house and going into bankruptcy, a lot of times the next thing that comes along is a divorce. I've seen that happen a lot, and you don't want that to happen to you. It's time to start thinking about buying properties. Now, here's the thing. Don't get carried away. Start off small. This property I bought, now that was 12, 14 years ago. I think after buying it, I bought it as is, put about $20,000 or $30,000 into it. I think I had about $100,000 into this house. Into this office. It was no longer a house; it was an office. That was the thing back then. That was a decent price. You can still find deals like that now. Today, with inflation, things have gone up. You're not going to probably not going to find one for $100,000, but you might find one for $150,000 or $160,000 or $200,000. And make the same amount of money on it. You could still clear $800, $900, or $1,000 a month on a property like that. And they are easy to buy. They're easy to lease. There are a lot of tenants that want a property like that. You have insurance agents. Just in my town where I bought this property, you know how many farmers insurance agents there are? They are everywhere. And then there's State Farm and there's Allstate. These guys are everywhere. But Farmers Insurance, boy, it's like Dunkin' Donuts. They're on every street corner in town. And these guys are good long-term tenants. They don't want to move. They don't like to move. If you ever decide to sell the property, they're probably going to be your first buyer. There are also hair salons, dentists. These guys, those two tenants right there are gold. They will come into a property and they're going to have to spend some money on plumbing, right? Because they have to have some specialized plumbing. Hair salons have to have shampoo bowls, which are, they're just sinks with a reclining chair. But they got to have three or four of those, and they have to put them in places where you normally wouldn't have plumbing. And they usually will have, a lot of times they'll have a washer and dryer. So they'll have to, have plumbing for a washer and dryer, to do their towels. And so they don't want to have to redo that stuff. And if they have nail people working in there that do pedicures, those things that they sit in, I don't know what you call those, but they put the customer in this chair, this kind of a reclining chair, and they have a sink in the bottom of it, and they soak their feet, and sounds kind of disgusting to me, but they do that, and that requires plumbing too. So they don't like to move. And dentists, they really have to spend some money on plumbing and running lines for certain types of gas that they use in their procedures, and even a lot of specialized electrical stuff. The same with the hair salon. They have to move electricity around. So they don't want to move, and you're not going to pay for all that stuff for them. They're going to pay for it, right? So they don't want to pay for that and then move a year later. They want to stay in there for several years. Now, you're going to get long-term leases on these buildings, 3 to 5 years. Personally, I wouldn't go for less than 5 years. And then they're going to want to renew. They'll want to renew that lease. So you're buying an income when you get one of these buildings. And these are so easy to get. If you're a first-time investor, the tendency is to go buy a house because you grew up in a house, you're familiar with houses, and you may have bought a house already to live in. It's your comfort zone. So if you have trouble getting past that, try one of these, an old house that has been turned into an office or one that you can turn into an office, because those are out there too. Sometimes houses will be on a busy street. The city has grown up around the neighborhood and the street has gotten too busy to really have a residential property on it. And sometimes the city will come along and rezone it. And if you ever move out and sell your property, if you live there and you ever move out and sell that house, then it's no longer going to be a residential property. It could be a commercial property from then on. Those are great to look for. If you can find, or maybe even a house that you have to have the zoning change yourself, that can be done. And it's a lot more difficult. It's easier to find one that's already had the zoning changed. It's interesting. I did a YouTube video on my channel about that, about buying one of these houses and turning it into an office. And some guy commented on my video. He said, it's guys like you that are causing this housing shortage that we're having. I thought, well, okay, apparently you didn't listen to the video, didn't watch the whole thing, because I clearly stated that these are houses that are no longer suitable to live in, no longer suitable to be a residential area. And that's what you're looking for. You can't go get one of these in the middle of a neighborhood. You got to have one on a main road. They are building up traffic. You might have traffic that's gone from they've widened. Maybe the city came in and widened that road, took out part of your front yard, and you've got maybe, 10 to 20,000 vehicles a day going by, and you really don't want to live there, because trying to get in and out of your driveway, just that is going to be very difficult. So you turn that into a commercial property, you pave the front yard, make it a parking lot, and turn that into an office. And it's a low entry point, low entry barrier to getting into commercial real estate. Helps you build a track record with the banks, with lenders. And of course, you get income off of it and you build equity fast. And if you buy one of these properties for $200,000 and you're all in for $200,000 and you lease that thing for $2,000 a month, maybe, you're going to increase the value of that property. If you lease an office like that on a triple net lease where they're paying the property taxes, insurance, and maintenance, and you don't have any expenses on that property, you get a 12% return if you can get $2,000 a month. If you paid $200,000 for the property, that's going to you've probably added another $100,000 to the value of that property. You can massively add equity into your properties when you do commercial real estate. And when you can take one and go from a house to being an office, that's a huge jump in value. So keep that in mind. Look around for old houses that can be turned into an office or maybe already have been, and maybe they have been used for a long time and they're getting kind of worn out and they need renovated. That's another one that I bought, was a dentist office, and that dentist had been in that building for 30 years. And it was a house originally, and it was on a very busy street. Didn't used to be busy, but it was now. And it was a small building, 1300 square feet. And he retired. I bought the building for not much money, and I had a lot of work to do. I had to take out all his dentist plumbing and, you know, renovate that office, but it became a nice building, and I actually used it for myself. I didn't rent it out to anyone, but I could have, and I would have had about a $900 a month cash flow on that property, positive cash flow. So that's what you can do with one of these properties. It's an easy thing to get into. You're going to get your feet wet in commercial real estate. It's a good way to get introduced to it, and you'll have some amazing results. Now think about that $900 or $1,000 a month added to your retirement income when it comes time to retire. Or if you're trying to get out of your job because you hate it, that's one property right there bringing you in, you know, $900 or $1,000 a month. How many of those do you have to equal your pay? You know, how much money do you make a month? You know, it'll happen. It sounds like it's going to take a long time, but before you know it, you know, 5 years can go by and you think, oh, I don't want to wait 5 years to have that many properties or, you know, to get out of this job. But it's amazing how quick 5 years goes by and you think, well, crap, I wish I'd done this 5 years ago. If I'd started, I'd be ready to leave right now, and you're still stuck in that old job. So just start now. It seems like it's going to take a while, but time flies. Trust me, it goes by so fast, and you're going to regret in 5 years or 10 years that you didn't start today looking at properties, investing in properties. And it's not that difficult. A lot of people try to overcomplicate it, but you don't have to. It's simple. It may not be easy, but it's simple. And that's what this podcast is about, is to help you figure out how to do that. And, you know, occasionally we get off onto some other subjects other than real estate, like buying businesses and things like that. But for the most part, this is about commercial real estate investing. And so come back, listen to the podcast. And we have other things coming up that you can get into to help you learn how to buy commercial real estate. So stay tuned. And if you like to read about things like this, go to subscribe.financialmomentum.co and sign up for my newsletter. It comes out once a week, every Saturday morning. Every now and then I skip or I miss a day or something and it comes out late, but, you know, because I travel around Texas quite a bit and not always able to get it. But most of the time I will get it out on time, get it out the night before, getting better at it. So go subscribe to that newsletter once a week, every Saturday morning. We don't spam you. We don't send a bunch of other garbage into your email. Just the newsletter. Every now and then, maybe if there's something special coming up, we might send you something. But for right now, we're one issue a week. Someday there's a possibility we might go up to two issues a week. I don't feel motivated to write any more than that, so don't worry about that. But right now, one issue a week, and I give some helpful hints on how to do some certain things. So go check it out. And that's about it for this time. I'll see you next week on the Financial Momentum Podcast.